So for instance, I may Twitter right now that I'm giving a talk at TED. And in my case, when I hit send, up to 60,000 people will receive that message in a matter of seconds. Now, the fundamental idea is that Twitter lets people share moments of their lives whenever they want, either momentous occasions or mundane ones. It is by sharing these moments as they're happening that lets people feel more connected and in touch, despite distance and in real time. This is the primary use we saw of Twitter from the beginning, and what got us excited. What we didn't anticipate was the many, many other uses that would evolve from this very simple system. One of the things we realized was how important Twitter could be during real-time events. When the wildfires broke out in San Diego in October 2007, people turned to Twitter to report what was happening and to find information from neighbors about what was happening around them. But it wasn't just individuals. The LA Times actually turned to Twitter to dispense information as well and put a Twitter feed on the front page, and the LA Fire Department and Red Cross used it to dispense news and updates as well. At this event, dozens of people here are Twittering, and thousands of people around the world are following along because they want to know what it feels like to be here and what's happening. Among the other interesting things that have cropped up is many things from businesses, from marketing and communications and predictable things to an insanely popular Korean barbecue taco truck that drives around LA and Twitters where it stops, causing a line to form around the block.